This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in Washington after a visit to Japan. After 4 days of red carpets, fancy meals, golf, and sumo wrestling, the president returned Tuesday to a nation where lawmakers are trying hard to arrive at a disaster funding bill. Oklahomans are struggling to recover from a spate of tornadoes, and more than 20 candidates are preparing their challenges to him in the 2020 presidential race. Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are engaged in a war of words on Twitter. Pelosi has openly alleged the president is engaged in a cover-up that could be impeachable, and she has urged him via Twitter to act more presidential if he wants to work with her on infrastructure, trade, and other issues. Iran's Revolutionary Guard is ratcheting up the rhetoric in Iran's war of words with the United States. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Guard says it doesn't fear a possible war with the U.S. and claims that America hasn't grown in power in recent years. The latest tough talk from Tehran amid escalating regional tensions and a crisis with Washington. Speaking at a press conference in Tehran, a spokesman explained the Guard doesn't support engaging in any war, while at the same time it doesn't fear the occurrence of a war. He said units have enough readiness to defend the country, adding that Iran has boosted its military power over the past 30 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel is moving closer to new parliamentary elections, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unable to form a government. Following a vote Tuesday, lawmakers set a tentative date of September 17th for a new election, if the measure makes it through the final two rounds of voting. Netanyahu has until Wednesday to reach a coalition deal or risk having someone else given the chance to form a government. You can hear more on these and other stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's son-in-law is in Morocco as part of a three-day visit to garner support for his Middle East peace plan. White House officials say Jared Kushner will also visit Jordan and Israel. The trip comes as the U.S. prepares to unveil the economic part of the plan at a conference in Bahrain in late June. The UN Development Program says Mozambique will host a pledging conference later this week to raise money for reconstruction efforts in the wake of cyclones Idai and Kenneth that devastated the country earlier this year. The cyclones severely weakened the country's health care infrastructure and reduced access to sanitation and safe water, resulting in an outbreak of cholera. The cyclones also destroyed much of the nation's residential infrastructure. Mount Everest has claimed another life, the 11th in the past week and a half. An American climber, 61-year-old Christopher Kulish, a lawyer from Colorado, died on Monday while returning from the summit. The cause of his death is unclear. Meanwhile, there are record numbers of climbers attempting the ascent this season. This Brazilian climber says he does not see how any official could effectively manage the flow of climbers in crunch spots like the Hillary Steps near Everest's summit.
I can't see someone trying to manage a traffic jam like that in the Hillary Steps. It's very complicated. You are near 8,800 meters. It's like it's quite impossible. It's very cold and very hard to try to manage this.
Late May is the busiest time for those attempting an ascent of Mount Everest, the world's tallest mountain, because it's the best weather they're going to get all year. Here in the United States, the weather remains dangerous in the central part of the country. National weather officials say unsettled conditions will bring heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and flooding from the Texas Panhandle through portions of the upper Midwest. The state of Oklahoma has been hard hit by at least two powerful tornadoes. Two people have been killed. Dozens of others have been injured. Power lines are down and homes have been destroyed in the state. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reinstated the Ukrainian citizenship of Mikhail Saakashvili, the former Georgian president who served as governor of Ukraine's Odessa region in 2015 and 2016. In a decree signed and posted on the presidential website on May 28, Zelensky annulled a portion of his predecessor's July 2017 decree that deprived Saakashvili of his citizenship. I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.